Hey, y'all, as promised, we got one of our great family members on the show. When I tell you global megastar, that's an understatement. 8-time Grammy winner. He's already out there, but he'll be headlining an all-new Las Vegas residency at the Dolby Live at the Park MGM. And the new shows kick off in July. Whoa. He's been out there already. If you haven't seen it, you're missing a treat. One of the greatest performers live that I'm telling you that I've seen. The boy got my respect at Essence one year when he went out and they was doing a tribute to Luther. That's when I said, uh-oh, this boy right here, Cole, ladies and gentlemen, straight out of ATL. The one and only, the legend that is Raymond Usher.
Yes, sir.
Usher, baby.
Usher.
Man, I don't know if I ever had a better introduction. I need to just plaster that thing up and let that be my introduction in Vegas this time, you know?
Hey, man, nobody introduced nobody like me. Dog, one time I'm going to come out there, I'm going to bring you out. Because, man, let me tell you something, man. I've been watching you, and I'm telling you, last time I saw you was down at the Kentucky Derby. And then we've talked on the phone since. But, man, this guy's live performance, you forget how many hits this man got.
You got a lot.
Because he wanted a performance where he can do a whole show, and, you know, he ain't got to do nobody else's cover. This dude got a bunch of damn hits.
We know. Since he was a kid. Yes.
I went to the show.
Man, come on.
Yes.
I appreciate the love. I appreciate the time, you know, that it's taken to build this career. So now it's a celebration, you know. It's been a really tough time for a lot of people. So being able to hold on to that ticket up until the point last year was really a treat. And it was safe, you know, and actually, you know, I just really enjoyed being able to try things that I never tried. You know, I decided to do some things that a little bit different. It was a theatrical experience because we were in the theater at the time. And we're going to be, again, this one as well. But I just really wanted to just give people something to remember. It's like I can remember, you know, talking about this almost 20 years ago. And I really wanted to, at some point, be able to go to Las Vegas and experience things or experience the music in a way that felt classic, the same way that Sammy Davis Jr. and all of those guys did it, but of this time, you know, with celebration of the music and the dance, and, you know, I even skated, you know what I'm saying, with the fashion and all of it.
Did you skate?
My best part.
Hey, man, let me ask you that, because as a performer, and you say you kind of talked about this years ago. Mm-hmm. How does that feel for you from the standpoint of having had the career you've had, all the Grammys, all the accolades? How do you rank a residency in Vegas in all of this?
I'm going to tell you this much. Not many people can do it easily. You know, it ain't, especially in these times. But right. I would rank it from a 1 to 10, I say it's a 10. It's like, you know, there's, with the responsibility of keeping the show, it ain't quite like, you know, Broadway, but for the most part, you know that people are coming from all over the world to see you. You know what I'm saying? And they get a chance to celebrate all of your music. It's a planned destination at that point. It ain't about just, let's just see what's going on over here with this show. Nah, you know that they're coming to see you and celebrate.
That's right.
You know, so for me, again, years ago, I knew eventually I was going to make it to Las Vegas. And what better time to do it coming out of the pandemic and being one of the first shows to open in Las Vegas. So to go to the Dolby Live this time after Bruno Mars, you know, so many other, you know, performers have been able to get the shows going there. I'm like, okay, Dolby Live, let me show you what I got. You know, Lady Gaga, she did it. She did it one way. Bruno Mars did it his, and I'm going to do it my way, you know?
Yeah. You know, man, I want people to understand. That's the real sign of fame. A guy told me one time, he said, Steve, if you want to know if you're famous or not, it's two places you just need to go. Walk down the streets of Manhattan. If don't nobody stop you, you're not famous. He say, and go to Las Vegas. If don't nobody stop you, you ain't famous. Oh, he said, because Las Vegas is where the world goes. The world, and for you to have a residency in Las Vegas, y'all, listen to me. You have to be globally famous. You can't just be American famous. That ain't gonna sell the tickets. And so that's the testament to this brother right here. Now you're gonna be. It opens Friday. This is the new Vegas show. It opens, the residency opens July 15th at the Dolby Live. Everybody at the Park MGM. You got 23 shows on the schedule from July through October this year. The new show incorporates audience interactions and staging throughout the, listen to me, y'all, 5,200 seats. You can't do that every night unless your ass is famous. This every night, 5,200 seats, you find out real fast your ass ain't got it. Especially on a Wednesday.
Not a Wednesday. On a Wednesday.
Yeah, you're going you gonna have to have a bunch of dark ass nights, homie. Anyway, that's where he's going to be. Hey, hey, man, stick around. We want to do one more break with you, Usher. When we come back, I mentioned in the intro right here, I said audience interactions and staging throughout. We're going to find out if he can drop a little hints on what that could be like when we come back. We got more with the world famous, the one and only, our homie, Usher, right after this on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back, and our special guest this morning is Usher. He's doing a live residency July 15th. It kicks off at the Dolby Live at Park MGM. You're calling this an immersive show. Now, when we went to break, tell it, can you give us a little bit about that? What do you mean by immersive new show with audience interaction? What do you mean by that, Usher?
Well, if you had the opportunity to come to Las Vegas the last time, I called it an immersive experience because I was going to be able to take you, you know, into, you know, kind of my mindset before the show actually started. Now, you didn't know that, you know, before you got your ticket. But if you were able to be a part of that experience, then you actually got a chance to be with, you know, almost 20 different performers. There's this immersive experience that happened before the show, right? There's this Parisian club that you go to, take you to Atlanta, Magic City, and also, too, I took you to this experience that I had many years in New York. Now, this time at the Dolby Live, it's going to be an interactive experience with my fans. So not only do I incorporate, you know, all of the hit records, but, you know, you feel like you're actually a part of the show. You know, the way the room is set up, the experience that you see, the things that I do, you know, with skates on, you see the incredible fashion, there's dining, there's all of these other things that you're going to get as an experience that you wouldn't at a normal show. It's not just you standing in an audience looking at the show. You're actually, you know, all depending on where your seat is, you know, you feel like you're literally in the show. There ain't a bad seat in the house. Everybody gets to, it's going to feel like they are actually a part of the show.
Wow.
To be there with your wife and your wife is standing there saying, these girls are bad. I mean, that's how, that everything you got on stage was incredible, man. Everything.
If your wife was saying that, what would you say?
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I didn't agree with it. I just be quiet and just kept bobbing
hey,
my head.
Usher, I didn't know you had a little Magic City scene. I've been in my life, I've been to Magic City twice, and both times was before I got saved. And that's all I can tell you. In Jesus' name, I was in there just with my broke ass.
Let's get tickets. We gotta go.
Thank the Lord, I wasn't rich when I was in there.
Let's
go
let
ahead.
This be the, you know, you talking about the radio show taking a trip to Vegas. Let's do this.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great plan.
All right, let's do that and go
Come
see
on,
Usher.
Y'all, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy just said it. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is coming to see Usher. July 15th, everybody, at the Dolby Live at Park MGM. It's an immersive show. It's crazy. It's Usher in like you've never seen him before. Make sure y'all go out and see. Tickets go on sale Friday, February 25th. All you got to do is go to Ticketmaster.com/UsherVegas. Usher, we love you, boy. Thank you, man.
Love y'all. I see you there.
See you in Vegas. Woohoo!
Yeah,
Usher, coming up in 34 minutes after the hour.
The outrage continues over Olympic figure skating, and we'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.